Additional help is available. Get mortgage relief today. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 888-995-HOPE. That's makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 888-995-HOPE.
Disclaimers at cnctaxprogram.com. If the IRS claims you owe back taxes, you could qualify for a special tax program and you won't make any payments to the IRS. Get ready to write down the most important number you may ever need to finally end your IRS nightmare. This toll-free number should only be used if you can't afford to pay any money to the IRS. Call 800-577-8418 now to see if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you're accepted, the IRS must stop all collection activities against you. Just call 800-577-8418 now to find out if you qualify. Call 800-577-8418. Again, 800-577-8418.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800. New roof.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit BestBuy.com/Bosch.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of your street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the brain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Now open your mouth, shut your eyes, and I will give you a big surprise.
Well, not that big, maybe.
If I ever have
medium sized surprise.
I'll be average
surprise. Rockefeller. Everybody now.
Go just out of my feet.
Oh, yeah.
On the sunny side of the street.
It's kind of a blase, la di da. Thursday, but it is Thursday. And Thursday, as you know, is the day where we let you take over. We have more time to talk than any other day. Hey, how about tomorrow? 74 degrees.
Yeah. Today's pretty nice, too, in the 60s.
Currently in the St. Louis area, 66 degrees.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
From Lambert International Airport, it's currently 66 degrees.
A little breezy out there, Frank. A little breezy, but very
And now
nice.
More soft rock, KEZK, 102.5.
Yes. And now, Julio Iglesias.
You know that, he doesn't speak to that kid of his, that Enrique. They don't.
Oh, they don't?
Huh. No, they don't talk. I didn't know that. They had some kind of little squabble years ago, and just heard that this past week. I actually worked. Now this, I gotta take a minute to see how far back this goes. This would be 85, 95. Wow, 30 years ago. All right, hang on, 75, 85, 95, 2000. Oh man, almost 40 years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah, I worked on an advertising campaign for KEZK, and it was win a $10,000 shopping spree at, I believe it was Neiman Marcus. I think Neiman Marcus had just opened or come. It was either it was Frontenac or it was Neiman Marcus, something like that. It was a $10,000 shopping spree.
Is that when it was Beautiful Music, though? That had to be.
No, honest. It was still soft rock, KZK 102.5. It was just soft rock. That's what they called it. And so, because we worked on this campaign, I worked at the ad agency that did it, we obviously were there for the woman who won. And I don't remember much about it, but there was a time limit. She had, it was something like, let's say 30 minutes and a shopping cart, and you could go through and you could grab $10,000 worth of stuff. And it was pretty exciting, actually, because 10,000 then would be, you know, 30,000 probably now. And I remember how much fun it was watching her run, pushing the cart down the aisles, and then stop and look at something and go, now, and move on and look at something. And what I would have done, of course, you don't think you're going to win, but if you'd, like, done a trial run, gone through the store and just sort of marked the territory, like, I'm going to hit this, this, and then make a list. Then if you want it, you go right to the stuff you want. We did the same thing years ago at a grocery store. And I don't remember the store, if it was an IG, I don't know what it was, but we gave away, it was like a $2,000 worth of groceries, and you had, in this case, I think it was literally 60 seconds. Well, it wasn't an amount of money. It was how much you could get in a cart.
Yeah.
You took a shopping cart, and you had 60 seconds.
It's like supermarket sweep.
Well, and I, you know, and I do remember I do remember what this guy did who won. He just went right to the steaks.
Yeah.
And he pretty much loaded the cart with steaks, because I guess he thought, well, that's the most expensive thing in here.
That's how that game show works, Supermarket Sweep, is at the very end, it was three teams, and they each had a cart, a multiple cart, you know, they could go back and get new carts, but it was whoever got the most amount of money in like a minute and a half or 2 minutes.
So they rang it out.
So they would go, they would head right to the giant hams.
Well, sure.
Every team would start out with the giant hams.
Of course you would.
And then the big cans of coffee, you know, the bigger cans are like, you know, $20, $30 a piece. And
we don't do that stuff anymore, huh?
No.
Well, how come?
That show was great.
What happened to all that, though? But what happened to those kind of contests? I don't hear about those anymore. Did I welcome everybody? I think I did. This is Thursday. We're going to ask you to call and talk a lot today, because this is your day to just, you know, complain or praise or whatever you want. I cannot go any further without making this announcement. Fred Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church is dead.
Yeah! I heard he was sick.
Well, now he's dead.
Now he's dead.
Well, that's how sick he was. Oh. He's dead. He was sick, all right. He was sick even when he was well.
Yeah.
He was sick. So Fred Phelps, the guy who was the leader of a church of about 100 people, mostly relatives or extended family through marriage, the people who showed up at the funerals of
I heard soldiers. He was excommunicated towards the end.
He was.
Yeah.
About a year or two ago.
There was a disagreement on something.
It's a family squabble.
Yeah.
But he continued to spew hate.
Hmm.
And I'm wondering if there'll be any coverage of his funeral. I doubt it. And if there is, I'm sure there'll be no protesting, because it's a case where you don't fight fire with fire. You don't play his game. But I think if there's and you wonder too, now for those of you in the audience who believe in a heaven or hell, and I say you as opposed to saying for those of us, because I don't think it matters what I think. I do believe that you pay a price. I believe there's something after this. But for the rest of you who also believe that, what do you think happens to a guy like Fred Phelps? Now let's say he dies and he's meeting his maker. It's judgment time. Does he get a pass based on ignorance? Or does the trap door open and he goes right to hell?
Yeah. If you believe there's a hell, you hope that he's down
but
there.
But I sometimes, unlike Hitler, who was just flat out evil, I sometimes think there's a level of ignorance that you can't condemn people for. They're just flat out ignorant. Does that make sense to you? It's like when I was a kid, and I've talked about this a lot. I grew up in a very judgmental environment where the people across the street were going to hell, people down the street were going to hell, and those were the words used by my mother. They're going to hell. And I don't know that you yourself, if you live like that and you raise your kids like that, I don't know that you're condemned to eternal damnation for that, because it's out of complete and total ignorance. You are what you're raised to be. You know, these little skinhead kids down in Mississippi, or, you know, the Nazis flags in their houses and stuff like that. These kids are brought up to, that's what they believe. And maybe they'll get fixed, and maybe they won't.
Well, after you get to a certain age, though, and you're around...
Well, if you have any awareness at all of what else in the world is around. And that's what happened to me. The best thing that ever happened to me was that I got out of Tennessee. And I don't mean that Tennessee as a state is any worse than any other place. But at the time I was there, thank goodness, if I had stayed in that little hillbilly, podunk, hick town... I might, to this day, think exactly the way that the people around me thought when I was a kid. And I am so thankful that we had to leave. I mean, we had to leave. My dad had to get another job, and he searched. He worked in Chicago for a while, and we end up outside of St. Louis. And every once in a while, I kind of wonder what would have happened if I'd stayed down there, because what Peon just said... There's no excuse for that kind of thinking once you've been exposed to things that actually make sense.
Right.
You know, you can't continue to just... If you're going to hate black people or gay people or Jewish people, what do you base it on? Are you basing it on the fact that your parents told you to do that? And here's another confusing thing for people who like to take the Bible literally. This honor thy father and thy mother thing. Now, I don't know what that means, honor them. But it's hard to honor a dad that you watch beat your wife. This is not my story, but I know these things by the thousands happen.
Oh, beat your mother and everything.
Beat your mom to a bloody pulp and then go after her with a knife and curse a blue streak and tell you you're worthless. And I mean, how do you honor that guy? But the Bible just says, honor thy father. It doesn't say, honor thy father and thy mother, unless thy father is an alcoholic and beats thy mother.
Right. And you can't excuse that then if that boy or whatever grows up to do the same thing. I mean, you can't say, well, he was around that. That's the only thing he knows of is...
See, and I used to think that was just bull crap. I used to think, well, I don't buy it. But there's something to that. There are certain kids... This particular way of life or that way of life is all they know. It's all they know. And you got to hope that they get exposed to something else and at some point go, hey, this makes more sense to me than, you know. I've told these stories several times before, but I think it's important. I think it's interesting that that kids know that when they leave home, there's going to be what their parents drilled into them, and then there's going to be the other stuff that's going to confuse them when they get away, whether it's at school or they marry and go away. And then all of a sudden, here comes some other people telling you something totally different. You go, that's not how I was raised. That's not what I was brought up to think. Well, maybe what you were brought up to think was wrong. Maybe it was misguided or something. I mean, look, when I grew up, we couldn't stand Catholics. Holy cow, they called them cat lickers.
Oh,
you know, he's a cat licker. Well, I'm not kidding. You know, he's a cat licker. And that meant going to hell. And so that's what I thought. I mean, as a kid, I thought, well, if somebody's Catholic, they're going to hell. Jewish, going to hell. Black, second-class citizen. Meant to be servants. And that's what you grow up with. And then I get out of there, and I come to the big city of St. Louis, Missouri, eventually, and get a job. And I'll tell you something else that I'm glad has changed. This business about marrying outside your faith. Here's a guy, me, brought up to look at Catholics and think, headed for hell. And then when I tell my parents that I am marrying a Catholic girl, whoo!
Did not go over well?
Whoa, no. No, did not go over well. And to her parents' credit, when they found out their daughter was marrying a guy who wasn't Catholic, they didn't make a big deal out of it. I'm sure they would have preferred that I be Catholic.
And back then, too, and especially, well, it's still like that today, that if you were you're marrying your wife and she's Catholic, but you're not Catholic, they would like you to convert
or they boot her out.
And go to, you guys are not married in their eyes if you don't get married in the Catholic Church.
Well, you know, that's all somewhat some human decided.
I know.
It has nothing to do with anything about it. But it's just, it's interesting, as you get older and you look back and you think, well, you know, how did I survive that? I mean, how did I... and there's still some of it there, and I it's like a demon. I battle it. I'll look at certain people, and all of a sudden the thought will come into my head that I was raised to think that. I go, you know what? Oh, hang on a second. I know better than that. You know, there was a guy. His name was Philip. He was our catty corner neighbor across the backyard. And one Sunday, he's cutting the grass. And my mother looks out the window. She says, well, I hope there's a lot of grass in hell.
Oh, he's doing on Sunday?
Yeah, because he cut the grass on Sunday. Uh-huh. And I knew exactly what she meant by that. He's going to be cutting grass in hell for eternity because he cut it on Sunday. Oh, no. It was unbelievable. Back to the point, it's hard to always judge the people who judge because they were... It's no different than the Jim Jones people. That's a much more serious level. But all you have to go by as a kid is your family and what your parents tell you. That's it. That's your guide. You got nothing else till you get old enough to sort of figure some other stuff out. And then it's too late for your parents. You're not going to go back and change them. I got news for you. It's not going to happen. It's just not.
No, once they're dug into
set. So it's up to you. I'll light them up. Talk about whatever you want to. We'll take a few calls. We'll take a break. We'll get this show on the road, and then we'll also get to the Burke segment. But you will always come first. In fact, before the break, let me talk to Marilyn. Hello, Marilyn. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, and I will tell you, Marilyn is a pseudonym. So
okay.
If you say Marilyn and I don't respond, it's because... Because
your real name is Sue Donham.
Yeah, Sue Donham.
Hey, Miss Donham. Clever. Right, that's why you're in the chair there, and I'm sitting here.
That's exactly right. What can we do for you?
I just had the call because you touched on something that I am really confronted with now in my own life. And I was raised what I call viciously Catholic. Went to 12 years of parochial school. My father put the lives of his kids at risk just to make sure we got to church on Sunday in the middle of one of the worst ice storms that ever hit.
Right.
So that's, you know, I really relate to what you're saying, the way you were raised. I was raised the same way, just viciously, uncommonsensically.
Yeah, black and white, no gray. This is right, this is wrong.
Black and white, no gray. Right. On top of that, I was sexually abused by my father and physically and emotionally abused by both parents.
Okay.
And all the while, as I was a little girl, I knew somehow that when I became an adult, I was going to be okay. And that's what got me through it all. And I didn't make a final break with that way of life until I was in my late 30s, and I started having flashbacks to the abuse as a kid, and I put myself in therapy. I'm 57 years old now, and I tell people that my true life began at the age of 50.
I get that.
Yeah.
I actually do get it.
Yeah,
I get it more than you know.
You would.
Well, I get it more than you know that I get it, and one day I'll be able to explain what I'm talking about. And what's really interesting to me about what you said was, and I try my best to find a way to warn people that in lots of cases, the more religious a person seems to be, the more dangerous they are.
Absolutely.
Your dad's a perfect example.
Could not agree with you more.
Your dad is the perfect example. You just said this guy was a fanatical Catholic, yet he abused you. I mean... Wow. It's amazing how often the seriously religious people, who to me aren't religious at all, it's a disguise.
Well, it's familial, like you say. He was abused by his father. I know my mother was abused by brothers. It's familial. And for whatever reason, I was given the strength and the grace to break the cycle. I cut off contact with my family of origin. I put myself into therapy. I worked extremely hard to figure out who I was.
Is your dad still alive?
And I was just going to bring that up. He is alive, and he is in hospice. And when I first started with a therapist, and she said to me that someday I might come to a point where I could forgive him, I would have told her she was absolutely stark raving mad. But lo and behold, in the last 5 years, I have been able to forgive him. I have not forgotten. And
Did you ever confront him about it?
I sent him a letter, and I met him in my therapist's office. And to this day, he and my mother both deny that anything untoward ever took place.
Yeah. Which is a common pattern.
That's his reality.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change him, as you said. It's so interesting to me now as I'm embarking on this new relationship with him. He's dying.
Yeah.
What are these next couple of weeks or months going to be like? I don't know. You know? I don't know. But
they'll be very strange.
Yeah.
And then you've got this guilt thing, even though you didn't ever do anything wrong.
Right.
You've got
right.
other guilt. Should I have a relationship with him? Should I not? I feel guilty that I didn't. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know what? I disagree in that I know that breaking off contact with my family of origin was the best thing I ever did for myself. I had to do it in order to keep my sanity. And when I was ready, I reconnected with them on my terms. And my two older kids, I raised Catholic. And my two younger kids, I said, absolutely no way in hell.
Does everybody in your family think you're a liar when you talk about what your dad did?
That's also interesting because up until the last 12 months, absolutely positively, all my siblings backed up my parents.
Wow.
But in the last 12 months, two of my siblings have approached me and said, you were a trailblazer.
Wow.
What you said really happened. And when I confronted my father years and years and years ago, my siblings all called me on the phone, cursing me out, telling me I was a liar, and how dare I. And now in the last month, now I'm having them come to me and say, holy moly, you were right.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't care whose family. I always say, if you start digging, take anybody you know and just start digging. If they'll let you and ask them questions, you're going to find out that
you will,
almost
Frank, you
everybody.
Will. Yeah. For a while, I was in a group therapy of women who were all sexually abused as children. There was a homemaker. There was a professor from Washington University. There was an attorney. I'm in the marketing business. There were 10 women in that room once a month, and from every walk of life, every shape, color, and size.
Yeah.
But they all went through it.
And one of the best things that can happen to you, whether you've been abused or you lost a child, is to get in a room full of other people so you know it's not just you. There's some great feeling about being part of a group. You know, it's kind of like finding out you're not the only one that doesn't have your homework. You know, I used to go to school with a stomach ache because I did my homework, and I always thought, whew, when three other kids got punished, if they didn't have theirs too, then I wasn't the only one. It was like, and that carries through to so many other things. Listen, I'm glad you're doing well, apparently you turned a big corner, and thank goodness you were the one to do it. At some point, somebody in the family has to make the break.
They do. And Frank, I love your show. You guys are so damn funny and so damn crude, but you hit home on so many important topics to talk about. I just really appreciate your show.
Well, Marilyn, thank you.
And if I ever get in an accident, it's going to be Schaefer.
There you go.
There you go.
If I ever own a home again, it's going to be Matheny.
There you go.
And
if you need a new Chevy, where are you going to go?
Well, I love Johnny Landoff, but I don't like domestic cars.
Well, then I can't. I don't expect you to buy one. I'm the one that wrote
you a letter about a year ago telling you how much I appreciate the show, and I didn't put on any contact info so that you could get back to me. But in that letter, I spelled out my feelings about your show.
Well, I appreciate it. I remember the letter. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right,
Marilyn. That was a good call.
Yeah.
One more, then we'll break. I know, I'll be late, but I don't care. Sam, how are you,
Dan,
Sam?
Dan.
Well, you wrote Sam.
Well, oh, Sam's there, gone. But Dan's.
Oh, but Dan's in. Okay, yeah. Dan, how are you?
Hi there, how are you?
Good. What's up?
All right. AM and PM.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah. All right, so a little bit lighter note, but I just had, my wife is kind of driving me crazy because we got some new appliances at the house, right?
Right.
When does the newness wear off? If I spill something by the stove, I better be on my job cleaning that up really quickly.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Or I could just go.
Well, it depends on your wife. Some wives, the newness never wears off, and she's going to be on you like that for the rest of your life. I don't know your wife. How long have you been married?
15 years.
Yeah, well,
you've got at least a couple years of the newness stuff with the appliances and all that.
We got appliances and counters, and if I spill a drop of water, if I spill some coffee, if I'm not wiping it up, she's already, you know, yelling at me. I wish I could do that voice that Frank does for, you know, a Maggie wife.
Do you have a girlfriend? He didn't say no. He didn't say no right away.
No, he didn't.
He didn't jump in immediately and say no.
Spend more time at her house.
Yeah, because sometimes that's the great balance, because your girlfriend's not going to yell at you about stuff like that. Now, I don't know when the newness wears off. There's some things that never change no matter how old something is. Like women will put these hand towels out in like a half bath, but if you use it...
Don't use it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? Did you use that hand towel? And I go, well, yeah. Well, that's not for drying hands. It's like a decorative. I didn't know this. It's like a decorative towel.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's hanging by the sink where you would wash your hands.
But
that
guests,
stuff never changes.
Actually, guests can use it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
If a guest uses it, they don't get yelled at. It's
just
okay.
Like that. It's just like that cookie joke that you told.
Yeah. And then there's a couple of...
My wife asked me to sit down when I pee so I don't splash.
No, she did?
I said, I can't do it.
Yeah, you got to draw the line somewhere.
Right.
She's trying to take your manhood away. Ask you to sit down to pee, for goodness sake.
Accidentally miss one day.
And then there are other things, too, like surfaces of certain things in the house that, for some reason, they know what will make a ring and what won't make a ring. Don't put that glass on there without a coaster. That'll make a ring. I've never figured out what leaves a ring and what doesn't leave a ring. And then there are dishes you're not supposed to use. Why are you using that bowl? Or that? What? Yeah, see, Dan's laughing because he knows what I'm talking about. Don't use those glasses.
Yeah.
It gets worse. I hate to tell you.
That's for company.
Yeah, that's for company. It gets worse. Sam, that's all I can tell you.
Thanks for the depressing mood.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for the call.
It's reality, buddy.
Yeah. Suck it up. All right, quick break, and then we'll do some more. I will be speaking again today for Mr. Londoff because he's unavailable. That's a good sign, this unavailable thing. It says to me they're busy. And I think they're going to be very busy. I think a lot of people got cabin fever. And quite frankly, even though we loved it when you went in horrible weather and bought a new Chevy, it's more fun, quite frankly, to be honest, to buy a new car in nice weather. It just is. More fun to take a test drive. Nicer to drive a car around when it's not all gunked up and dirty. We had some good weather. We got some great deals. Got a lot of vehicles, 1,000 in stock. That's a lot for a single dealership to have. You know, some of these other dealers... If you're the person who sits out there and pays any attention to the numbers, and I don't think most people do, I don't think most people give two hoots about, you know, once you get a couple or 300 cars in inventory, whether you have 600 or 1,000, who cares? You got enough, and there's a selection. And I think it's true with pricing. I don't think most people really pay that much attention to pricing because you know that everybody's going to be within a couple of bucks of everybody else. But if you are, you know, one of those numbers people, you need to keep in mind that sometimes when these guys come on the air and they tell you a number, we've got 3,000 vehicles. They've also got like 4 dealerships. Okay? So keep that in mind, too. There are multiple dealerships. Maybe they carry multiple makes, not just one. Londoff sells one thing, Chevrolet. One thing. And they've been doing it for a long, long time. 65 years or something like that. And it is not the fanciest showroom in town. I've seen showrooms over the years. Remember that guy, Terry, what was his name? Dan in O'Fallon, Missouri. Terry Fisher. Remember that name? Guy
built
a dealership.
Yes, I do remember.
$18 million. And this is back in the 80s or something. And
yeah.
I'll never forget. Oh, my goodness. They imported Italian tile.
Wow, Terry Fisher.
Holy yeah. that was like a temple or something, some kind of Taj Mahal of dealerships.
Yeah.
And it didn't last. Because that's not what I don't think people are interested in. They're interested in certainly a decent deal. They're interested in being treated nicely, fairly. And like you really appreciate. Look. I don't care if it's a brand new dealership or if it's a 40, 50, 60 years old. That sometimes doesn't matter either. Londoff could have been around 150 years, but if they don't know how to treat people, eventually it's going to catch up with them. The reason they're still here, the reason they're going to be here as long as that family wants them to be here, is the way they treat people. The pricing thing is a given. They're competitive. So remember that. When you're in the market, if you would consider a Chevrolet, and especially if you've already decided you want a Chevy. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Londoff.com, or the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at the highways now. See how this early rush hour looks. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. And we had a couple of things going on. We've got an accident. It's at Brown Road and Natural Bridge. They've just cleared an accident from westbound 40 before Ballas. That had a lane or two blocked. Looks like we have slow traffic from about 170 all the way out through Ballas. Southbound 270, just a bit off the pace now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new lunch combos featuring the artisan grilled chicken ciabatta sandwich go down, productivity goes up. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on McGraw Live. I'll bring you the latest in local news twice an hour. Tim Weiland will have traffic from the St. Louis Plaza Company Airborne Traffic Center. David Blaustein will join us with his weekly movie reviews. And Scott Sherman will be in studio with his take on the news. Join us between 6 and 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention men, have you ever been embarrassed when the time was right but you just couldn't perform? Now you can. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. That's right. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or you just want to perform much better, call now, 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780.
This is an important message from Heisey Advisory Group. If you own mutual funds, listen closely. You may be paying hidden fees that you are not aware of, and they could be costing you thousands and eroding your profits. Learn how to find the real fees associated with your mutual funds by calling 314-909-1116 to get a copy of the 8 things you may not know about mutual funds. This complimentary guide will teach you how to find out your real profits. If you're not 100% sure what your mutual fund fees are, call 314-909-1116 right now for your complimentary guide. This guide will help you understand what you should be looking for and what you can do about it. You have a right to know what you're paying. Avoid unnecessary costs and call Heisey Advisory Group right now for the guide to 8 things you may not know about mutual funds at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Don't wait. Call 314-909-1116 right now. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Springtime is such an interesting time in St. Louis. One day you have your heater on, the next day you have the air conditioning on. Well, let's say you've got trouble with one or the other. Who are you going to call? Can I recommend Galmish and Sons? If you have any problems with your heating or your cooling, they can give you a full Lennox system installed for $26.95. That's right, Galmish & Sons is a premier Lennox dealer, which they've earned due to their superior service and customer service. They're union craftsmen, open 24 hours a day for emergency service. But if you need a new heater, a new air conditioner, Galmish & Sons, $26.95, and that's installed. 15 years about on your AC, about that time you have to think about replacing it. Call Galmish and Sons, 314-993-1110. Galmish, Gilmishi, Gilmachetti. Doesn't matter what you call them 314-993-1110 or GelmishandSons.com.
If you're tired of suffering with joint discomfort, be one of the lucky people personally selected to experience a revolutionary new joint relief breakthrough called Beneflex. Right now, personal introductory samples of Beneflex are being made available to adults in this area, but only through this unique offer. To guarantee your sample, call now, 1-800-600-1252. Beneflex is our most advanced formula ever, offering effective joint relief in as few as 7 days. If you want to be one of the people lucky enough to receive a personal sample, you must act quickly. If you're suffering with joint discomfort in your hands, knees, even your hips, Advanced Beneflex can provide relief in as few as 7 days. And now you can be one of the first individuals to experience its amazing power. But hurry, these samples are very popular. Beneflex is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but to guarantee your personal sample, you must call now. 1-800-600-1252. That's 1-800-600-1252. 1-800-600-1252.
It's home improvement time at Wholesale Siding Depot. Do we understand building products? Are you kidding me? Wholesale Siding Depot has the best selection of maintenance-free siding, energy-saving windows and doors, along with composite decking and railing. We only sell top brands like CertainTeed, Anderson, Viwinko, AZEK, and TimberTech. Unlike the big boxes, our prices are wholesale and installed by professionals that work and live in your community. Please visit WSDepot.com. That's WSDepot.com. If you don't buy at wholesale, you're paying too much.
At Advance Auto Parts, saving big and getting your parts in a snap is your advance advantage. Right now, when you buy Moog steering and suspension products, you'll get up to $50 back by mail-in rebate. Plus, when you order parts online, we'll have your order ready to pick up in-store within 30 minutes. 30 minutes or less? That's the dictionary definition of a snap. Only at Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts.
Mail-in rebate void where prohibited. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This reminds me of that line we did a couple of weeks ago that somebody sent me. Liberace was great on the piano, but he sucked on the organ. Get it.
I don't either.
This sounds funny. Walk of Life. I know who this is. Dire Straits.
Yeah.
I know my music, buddy. Burke segment. Do we have any?
Yes, I have this.
All right. This is our control board operator. He's Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I don't know if I'm the... I can't believe that I'm the only one to think this, but...
I think you are the only one.
Yeah,
I don't even know what you're going to say.
When this information about these two pieces of,
aircraft.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Was I the only one thinking that I'm hoping that it's not it? That I want this to almost... I mean, I hate this for the, you know,
families. No, I know exactly.
The,
I know exactly what you're talking... I know exactly what
I don't want them to just find wreckage after all this time. It's like, that would almost be like a letdown, you know? I mean,
it's horrible
to say.
No.
I almost hope... I mean... I think it's almost as rational as any point out there that this plane is on the ground somewhere with all these people somewhere.
Bigger story.
Yes.
One of the fathers said on the news today, one of the fathers of a passenger on the plane said, no, that is not wreckage.
Well, how does
the plane.
He know?
He doesn't know. He's just talking.
No, but I know what Peon's saying.
Yeah.
Like, after all this, we've gone through in our minds these other scenarios. This is not the most exciting one.
No, mm-hmm. Just after all this time. Well, yep, they finally found... I saw something today that... I mean, this is... I think this is the basic point here, that the reason all this misinformation is because it's in Malaysia. And I saw an article today, or information that came out today, that Malaysia knew for more than a week that the plane wasn't in the area that everybody was searching. You know, after it all, you remember after a week, it all shifted to the Indian Ocean as opposed to, they knew this all along that the plane had moved. And so.
All right, here's why what you said is not crazy. One of the things that I heard somebody tossed out there, and of course, when it was discussed, they go, what a nut, was that aliens abducted, just right out of the air, mm-hmm. abducted this craft. Now, I got to tell you something. That's what I wanted to be true.
I want
can
something
you imagine,
supernatural.
Can you imagine? That will be the single biggest story in 1,000 years.
Ever.
No, the biggest since Jesus.
Probably, yeah. I mean, ever.
Ever,
I mean,
is that if an alien being held a press conference and said, and opened a curtain and said, here are your passengers in your jet right behind me. We sucked it right out of the air. Holy mackerel. What
here
a story.
They are.
Right. Yeah. We get video.
They are all right here.
Honest to goodness, I would love for something like that to happen.
Yes.
And they're all okay. They were just showing us what capabilities they had. Now that you know what we're capable of, here's the meeting we'd like to have. We have some terms and conditions, and then we're going to send some more of our people in, and we need to all be on the same page. But that's not going to happen. I'm a guy who doesn't even believe UFOs are actually...
There are people that believe aliens live among us.
Well, I know. Oh, sure. Yeah. I saw a clip today. One of the knuckleheads on CNN was, because they have 24 hours a day to fill to talk about this this plane. And one of the hosts, they had a round table on, and they said, is it preposterous to think that a black hole sucked the plane out? And one of the ladies on the panel, she said, well, yes, because even the smallest black hole would suck in everything in the universe. So, yeah, it is kind of preposterous to think that.
I don't know what's preposterous anymore. I really don't.
Well, I mean, anything. A black hole is, because they know how a black hole works, essentially, and we wouldn't be here anymore if a black hole...
The other one that I was hoping was true was that there's this landing strip, you know, and they showed on the map where it could be in densely, thickly populated. I was hoping, maybe that's what happened. I hope that's what happened.
And I saw a photo today. It was a satellite image of... somebody has been, you know, everybody's scouring Google Earth and all these images everywhere, but somebody took a screenshot of a landing strip in North Korea where they said you can kind of tell there's the image of a plane there that looks like it might match the description of this plane that wasn't there days ago. So
yeah, people start to see things.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
They start to think they're seeing things.
Yeah.
But it's
I mean, the longer this thing goes...
Well, if it looks like it's in the ocean, all right, it was either deliberately flown into the ocean or it fell into the ocean. And for people that say, well, if it was a mechanical problem that, you know, caused it to lose power and go in the ocean, why wouldn't they have radioed? Well, if I understand correctly, there is... When you cross the ocean, any ocean, there's a point for sometimes as much as an hour and a half, where you don't have... any communication,
yeah,
radio communication. It's not done by satellite. It's done by a tower. It's you know, planes don't use satellite to talk to the ground. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that on these transoceanic flights there was a sort of a blackout period. Holy cow! Now I really don't want to go to Europe. I don't want to do that. Now they can still use other stuff. But that would explain why there was no Mayday call or anything. If they find that these are the pieces, at least these people, these relatives will know. And I guess there's something to knowing what happened, whatever it is.
But I think this is already, I think the, well, I think it might have been debunked already that the, you know, whatever the Australia said that these pieces are, so.
Well, they just saw pieces, and they said they were going out to it to check it out to see.
What else could it be? But, do you have anything else, Pion?
No. That was it.
Dan, did you have anything?
No.
All right, let's close it. Burke segment is officially closed. I did this one other time. I found the little drummer boy of Shiloh. I don't know how this came up, but... I know it. Alyssa, Dan's daughter. That's how it came
up. Oh, yeah.
Because he's talking about Alyssa performing. And so I started thinking, when did I ever perform as a kid? And the only time that I could remember was, and it was fifth or sixth grade. I don't remember which. Now, keep in mind, folks, I was in Tennessee. The Civil War and the Confederacy, that was important. That was a big deal to us. Confederate flags everywhere. And so the teacher... they usually give you choices. You can get up and do any one of these things. You can sing this song, you can read this poem. So she gives me a little booklet, and it's the drummer boy of Shiloh. Shiloh is a place, the Battle of Shiloh, very famous battle in Civil War, during the Civil War. And I thought I would, now I'm going to try to recreate it and do it the way I would have sounded as a hick hillbilly fifth or sixth grader.
Oh, I can't wait.
With a nasally southern accent. And I've asked Bruce and the boys to give me a little bit of just a background. Did you guys find the snare drum thing?
You want to do it now or next hour?
You know what? Let's tease everybody. Let's do it next hour. That's a great idea. We'll do it next hour. We'll come back. See, that'll keep them.
Oh, man.
Not only are they staying, they're calling everybody they know. Turn on 550. Little drummer boy's coming on. That's what's going to happen.
Little drummer boy of Shiloh.
Yes. There are a couple other little drummers. I'm glad you cleared that up. Little drummer boy of Shiloh. Window World. You know that name. I know you do. It's been around for 10 years. I know that over 40,000 people in the St. Louis area really know that name. Because that's how many homes... have Window World windows. I'd like to know how many windows, because some homes would get like two or three, some would get 40. But 40,000 homes, so 40,000 times, let's say, what do you think the average home puts in? 10 windows? Let's say 40,000 times, hang on, times 10, hang on.
40,000
times 10 windows.
832,000.
832,000 windows.
Yeah.
Window World windows and homes in the St. Louis area. Boy, Dan, you got a good calculator.
Yeah, oh, man.
It's always the quickest
one. Just off the top of my head.
Oh, you didn't use a calculator?
No.
It's unbelievable.
Holy cow.
$189, that's the price, the same price it's always been, and you won't realize what a value that really is until you have the windows put in. And when you throw in and factor in it, also the fact that it's one thing if they just came and, you know, in and out, boom, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, left a mess. No, they don't. These are their own installers. Window World uses their own people, locally owned and operated, even though Window World is all over the country. Jim and John, those are the names of the two guys that own the Window World franchise for the St. Louis area. One office is in Illinois, one's here. I think sometimes that's very important that you know it's local people behind this business. Other than that, you just have to decide if you want to continue to pay bigger utility bills than you probably have to pay, especially after the winter we just had. If there was more cold getting in than should have, could be the windows. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Wrapping up a busy week on the Kilcoyne Show. We'll hit the rewind button. Remember, we took you live to Ireland earlier this week. Also talked to Miss Missouri. And our Friday visit with Joe Williams, Post-Dispatch, what's new this weekend. And from Bizarre Foods America, Andrew Zimmern on the program. The fun begins at 10 o'clock.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show. Weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Who deserves military medals and why? Defense Department officials have set out to answer.